just take a few minutes here to encourage us along that same line in 1 Kings chapter 18. We've been hearing about the Word of God. We've been hearing about the reality of these eternal things that are not seen. And yet, even to the curious heart of man, these prophecies and these statistical impossibilities, you would say they should have an impact on our thoughts and our minds and on our hearts. As Bendy said, time is running out. We're not going to be here much longer, but you'll notice that there are a lot of us that have gray hairs. And sometimes we wonder who's coming after us. In 1 Kings 18, we have the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel. And I'm not interested in the first part of the story, but I like to think of Elijah as perhaps further along in his ministry at that point. And he was concerned because he got to the next chapter and he's there in the mount, came out of the cave, and he's talking to the Lord. He says, I'm the only one left. What's happened to the rest of the people of God? Where are they? I don't see them. And it was a concern to him. So here in this chapter, we'll start at verse 42. 1 Kings 18:42. And so Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Now Israel had been waiting for rain for 3.5 years. He had prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't, because of the condition of the people. But they were at the end of that now. So Elijah was looking for God's blessing to come upon God's people again. And what was interesting to me in this passage is, here's an older one, and as we said, he was concerned with them as to what was going to happen to the people of God. I trust with each one of us here today, there's a concern about the testimony that the Lord has raised up in these last days. And as I said, some of us are getting older, and we wonder, who can we pass the baton to? Are you willing to receive the baton? We don't keep on forever here. We're going to each serve our generation, and then we're going on. I like to think of Elijah here on the mount, and he was praying, Lord, who's coming after me? And he sent the servant to look out over the sea. And there are a lot of people here today. And as you look out and you consider the people of God, who is there that's willing, like the servant finally saw, to reach up and grab a hold of the things that God has for his people? It takes energy to do that. Here was the mass of people, you might say, but there were some with whom there was exercise. Some who were willing to reach out and grasp a hold of what God had to offer. Does that characterize you today? Are you concerned about the testimony? Do you want to be here to please the Lord? Probably all of us that have some gray hairs can tell you that going on just seeking to please yourself ends up to be a pretty empty pathway. You get to the end, and what have you got to show for it? We would encourage you not to go down that path. We have to live in this world. We get married, we have children, we have to have a job, have to have things to eat. But are we finding all of our pleasure? Are we spending all of our resources just here in this world that's going to pass away? Is there a desire with us to reach out and grab a hold of those things that God has for each one of us? That's not wasting your life. If we want to try to save our life now, we're losing it, really. If we want to lose our life here for the Lord's sake, that's when we're going to gain it. What a joy it was for Elijah to see that blessing finally come in. I mean, it was just the beginning of it. The servant came back and said, there's a little hand, like a little hand. It's reaching up for those things. And I think it was a real joy to Elijah's heart. So we might say, are those things real? Our brother Darrell has laid out a good explanation of that. This book that we hold in our hands, it is the Word of God. You need to let it get hold of you. You need to let it form your thoughts, give you purpose in your life, and direct your pathway. So what a joy it was to Elijah, and what a joy it would be, and what a joy it is to see younger ones that want to pursue, to see older ones who are continuing on with the things that this book tells us are important things. May the Lord grant that it may be so, and we might each prove the joy of going on with the Lord in our own lives.
From the world and its confusion, here we turn and find our rest. From its care and its delusion, turn to me and whom we're blessed. By the Holy Ghost anointed, may we do the Father's will, walk the path by Him appointed, all His pleasure to fulfill. 340.
Father, we commend our spirits to Thy loving Jesus' name, the love which is a